Good morning, good day, good afternoon, good vibes, whatever you're doing, make sure that it's good. I hope y'all are having a great Motivation Mondays. I'm Mario Marino, aka Follow Mario, and you're listening to the second season of Motivation Mondays presented by Moonrise Social Club. We're so glad that you're here. Let's go ahead and get right into it. Hey guys, what's going on? It's Mario Marino. Welcome to the Motivation Mondays podcast. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about today. I want to kind of address Facebook's rebrand. As many of you guys know, Facebook has now rebranded to be called Meta, or aka the Metaverse. And Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO, actually came out with a statement saying that he plans to, you know, focus on the metaverse and really kind of build this augmented reality, alternate kind of universe world. So I have a couple thoughts and I wanted to share them today. I think the first and foremost is, you know, change is scary. There's a lot of mixed reaction out there. But in the Facebook keynote, or Meta keynote, I should say now, Zuckerberg actually said that this will take about 5 to 10 years to fully develop. There will be elements of this, and you know, people should know that it'll take some time to build this metaverse or virtual reality universe. And I think really kind of starting it, when I first heard it, I was like, wait, what is it? What does it really entail? But from what I've gathered, it's a mix between, you know, virtual reality and augmented reality, a bit of holograms using sort of equipment to help create these virtual worlds. So as you're living in the real world, there's this blend between the real world and kind of this digital world. They've said it's the next version of the mobile internet, whereas you're taking a look at a screen, you're consuming kind of the internet through your phone, you're seeing it on a surface level. This will be an immersive experience that kind of pulls you into the digital world. So this isn't anything new. We've seen this on kind of TV. We've seen this in movies, Ready Player One, like where you're embedded into the video game and you become a part of the game. That's what they've, you know, really gone after. And I think it's been so interesting because he talked a lot about like your digital environments and your digital world and how in your home, if you want digital art, you can have digital art hanging up. You can redesign your outfits. You can purchase kind of digital assets and products in this world, in this space, and convert with digital currencies. It's quite interesting and fascinating. It's really, you know, the future. And it's really talking about the next generation of augmented reality or what our reality could even become. I watched the whole keynote and it was really interesting because at one point there was this woman who went to this concert and she was having so much fun at the concert, but her friend was there who were miles away. And all of a sudden her friend appeared through a hologram. And they were able to experience the concert together, and that was because the friend had kind of the Facebook glasses that she was able to kind of tune in and have that hologram. And then there were elements of, you know, virtual after parties that kind of came up, which I thought were really interesting, and ways to kind of share moments with friends when you can't physically be there. And I don't know if that necessarily means that you need to have, you know, all of these different types of equipment or what it's going to look like, but it is something that's really interesting. And a lot of people on the internet are talking about it. You know, I think about me as a social media manager, everything changes, right? Every single year has not been the same year in the world of social media. So I'm a lot more open to change. I'm a lot more interested and invested in this type of change. And I think you have to become an early adapter because you're not going to get around this. This is going to be, you know, built at a huge scale. Facebook has tons of resources, tons of dollars, billions of dollars, trillions of dollars to put behind this, and it's not going anywhere. So I think the sooner you can get on board with it and really kind of understand it, the easier it will be for you to adapt and have a head start. I know that when I first started, you know, everybody was like, no, Facebook is the best. I'm not going to get on Instagram. I don't want to post photos. Then fast forward to like 2 years later, people were trying to figure out how to be an influencer and how to monetize their platform. Then TikTok came and everybody was like, no, TikTok's for kids. All they know how to do is dance and I don't want to be on a dancing app. And look at it today. It's the most viewed kind of social media platform. So these platforms that really come and launch in a big way, are really for the taking of the users. So those that get on board and adapt to it, I think, you know, have the advantage. But I do also think that this means a huge change in the way that we work with media, in the way that we consume media. I think the gaming industry is about to have a huge kind of awakening in how this kind of applies to the metaverse. And also advertising and the way we reach people can be built on digital experiences, which have never been done before. So my biggest recommendation for everybody, you know, graduating college is to learn coding, to learn digital gaming, to learn all of that, because that's the direction, you know, media is going. So it's really interesting to sit back and follow. The metaverse is something, whether you have an avatar, whether you become an alternate reality. They also showed, like, you can have a workout class with a robot who's, like, boxing you. I thought that was wild. So it's like you can create all of these different realities that you never thought were possible in kind of this metaverse. And yes, it will take 5 to 10 years to, you know, kind of vet and make into something great. But I think they're going to start to release things slowly. Sorry, again, I live in New York, so it gets very loud and people blow their horns and race down the street all the time. But back to what I was saying is I think it will take some time for the metaverse to actually happen, but I think they'll slowly start to release it. So as much as you can learn, as much as you can get ahead of it and think about that way, and I also think, you know, me as a brand marketer, how can brands start to, you know, pay attention to this, and how did they get involved in the metaverse or creating digital clothes or digital assets or digital products? Because, you know, Zuckerberg very much said that there is going to be currency, there's going to be economies built in this digital world that don't exist in the real world, which is quite interesting. You thought Bitcoin was really cool? Wait till the metaverse actually happens. If you can't tell, I'm super excited about the metaverse. I think it's something that's really crazy and out there, but I think it's something that could be really beneficial, as long as it's safe, as long as it's secure, as long as information, you know, and kind of this whole data privacy thing takes effect with it. I think it could be very strong and fun for a lot of people. I think there's a really cool element to connecting with people in new and different ways. I mean, we eventually all knew we were going to get to the future. It just happened a little bit faster than we thought. So I don't know about you. Go ahead and, you know, hit me up on social media. I would love to hear your perspective on this. It's at Follow Mario at TikTok or Instagram, or if you want to hit up the agency, we have some of our interns working on our accounts at Moonrise Social Club. Would love to kind of hear your thoughts on this. I'm probably going to do a blog post on moonrisesocialclub.com on this to explain it in a bit more detail, and I'll include some links, and I'll also include the keynote presentation as well. But in the meantime, let me know your thoughts. The metaverse, it's coming whether we like it or not. The future is here. Would love to know if you're pro-meta or anti-meta. So go ahead and let us know. But in the meantime, back to our normal lives, back to going to work, doing our day jobs, all of that while the metaverse is happening. But back to the grind. And if anything, like, be inspired, be excited that something is coming down the line, and have that motivate you to work harder, to take up a new hobby, to start thinking a little bit differently about what you're currently doing too. So that's, I guess, my plug or connection to Motivation Mondays, is really making sure that we continue to stay motivated and inspired as well. So I love you guys so much, and I hope you guys enjoyed hearing me and my two cents on the metaverse. Yeah, well, can't wait to chat with you next on Motivation Mondays. I have a lot of ideas and topics to cover in the next following weeks, so make sure that you tune back in every Monday. All right, talk to you soon. Take care.